Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Couldn't hit that one as hard as I like to out of the opening Monday.
Couldn't.
The voice is not there. It was a long weekend.
Well used over the weekend.
It definitely was. We're going to touch on that in a moment. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And our head of production, co-host, Seth Habhacker.
Good morning.
And we see you out there, the best listeners in radio. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. You may have noticed that Brittany wasn't with us. Brittany is off chasing that supermoon.
All right, yes.
She will be...
That or a hurricane, I'm
something
not sure.
Like that. Yes. One or the other.
She's probably doing something weathery.
We'll be joined by her hopefully on Thursday this week. We're looking forward to that. And safe travels out there, Brent. Mm-hmm. We, of course, got other fun things lined up this morning. El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up for you in just a little bit. Be diving into that. We have got a stamp of one of our favorites that's coming out. A stamp of one of our favorite people. They're going to be putting on a stamp. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. The percentage of us that have made a new friend this year. Get into that one. And there is a couple that found 110 stuffed animals behind their walls.
Yeah.
Got to discuss. Got
insulation, maybe?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's going to be a weird one.
Get into that one, yes.
That almost sounds kind of icky.
It doesn't it? Yeah.
It's got an opportunity to be one or the other, doesn't it? It really does. It's going to definitely be one way or the other. We'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour as we do every Monday with, of course, the kitchen's open. Looking forward to that. We'll have some entertainment news in there for you as well. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we got the Toy Hall of Fame.
Love it.
What they added this year, we'll get into that. And got five things to make you be happier. Five things you can do to be happier.
They solved it. Yay.
Nice. I'll get into that one. Yes. So by the end, I'm going to save it for the end of the show, so you have to wait.
You have to wait till you be happy.
I do want to start off with some thank yous. And a first big thank you to the supermoon, because that thing was showing off this weekend.
Oh, it was sure cool. It was fascinating.
It was beautiful.
Yes.
I remember asking Brittany, like, and usually with a supermoon, especially if it's the last one of the year, how can we see it? What's the best time of day to see it? And Brittany kind of let us know, well, you know, just look up, because that thing was showing off this weekend, man. There was a moment where I was driving to the theater, and it was pretty dark out, and it was cloudy. I think it was Saturday night, and it's just really, really cloudy. It was so bright, it was coming through the clouds.
Wow.
Just a beautiful moon this
love
weekend.
Love it.
And a really fun weekend. I want to thank everybody, Seth and I, Beth, we want to thank everybody for coming to Hate Mail this week.
Yeah, it was a fabulous turnout on both Friday and Saturday. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Thanks for all the great feedback. Thank you. I have to say thank you to both James and Beth for, man, you guys just, you went all out there. You gave it your all. Did one for the team, man, and it was awesome. It was so much fun.
My mother and my sister are never going to look at, our daughter, I'm sorry, my mother and my daughter are never going to look at me the same. So thank you for that.
Hey, we warned them.
We did warn them. Apparently, I didn't warn Bria enough.
Oh, no.
But they really, really enjoyed it. And we not only had some, you know, favorites and friends of ours from the theater stopping by, and some family stopping by as well, and a big thank you to all of them. But we had both nights had a couple of different, you know, just random people come
by.
Yeah,
we were very excited. I was very excited to see that. Yeah, it was so much fun. The second night on Saturday night, I think I did a lot better with the lights. I messed up at once on Friday really bad, but I fixed it as quick as I could, so
we did have
it's
to
live theater baby
it is
yeah we did have to let Seth go for the third show.
I know,
it was too much.
It was too much,
the
man.
Third show didn't happen.
Yeah,
because if it had, I would have been there, guys, so I have to publicly apologize for not being there. I had to watch a tiny human so someone else could go.
Yeah,
that's
and,
true
and
that's
that was
true.
More important, so
yeah. Yeah,
otherwise, we appreciate you doing that.
I support you in spirit.
That was great.
Yes.
No, that's all right.
Do appreciate that.
Yeah.
And had a lot of fun. It was a great time. And we're looking forward to the Lewis Canton Studio Theater hosting more shows like that.
Yes.
Like Melissa's one-woman show from last year, Hate Mail from this year, and things like that. Be on the lookout for that. And be sure to get your tickets for White Christmas, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is right coming around the
soon.
Corner.
It's coming up.
December 5th.
In fact, I think they're still looking for stagehands. So if you can help backstage,
How does she do that?
She's so good.
I don't know.
I feel so bad for her because this, I've got it right in front of me.
Yeah, he does. It's right there.
Right where I was going to go. And I just feel bad that when we're thinking the same.
Aren't you a little worried that I'm always looking over your shoulder?
I know. It's a little creepy.
It actually kind of be reassuring for me. She's got things
nice. She's got you back.
I'd be like, yeah, if I'm going to mess up, she'll catch me. You're so right about that. We are looking for a few stagehands for White Christmas. If you're interested, help them out. You can email them, cdwrct@solaris.net.
Yes.
That's cdwrct@solaris.net. I imagine if you want to Facebook message them as well, message them.
Yeah.
That's another good way to reach out to Gretchen and the team. And a big thank you to Gretchen and the team over at WRCT.
100%.
They gave up time on their Friday and Saturday to hang out with us as well.
Yep.
Really do appreciate that. Buy local, support local, support the arts, everybody. WRCtheater.org is where to get those tickets. We'll be talking more and more about them as we get closer to December 5th and their Elf Fairy tea party and all that.
Oh, that's right. That's coming up.
Yeah. A bunch of cool things going on. And want to remind everybody that this is the week. We've got our big one, Lights of Love, coming up.
Oh, yes, on Wednesday, everybody. So make sure you tune in. You can either listen, of course, 97.5 FM. You can also check out the app and listen wherever you go. Or you can drive your car down to Aspirus Riverview Hospital.
So cool.
And you can, if it's going to be cold. I don't know, Melissa, have you seen the forecast yet? What's the weather supposed to be like?
Oh. I haven't looked.
So
I figure it's just, I'll look the day before.
Well,
the day of.
The joke is the last 3 years we've done this, it has been bitterly cold out.
So
hopefully this year, we're hoping, fingers crossed, it's a little bit warmer. Just a little bit warmer.
So bitter last year, our equipment failed.
It did. It froze our computer.
If it helps, I have a dentist appointment that day. I mean, I'm going to be in pain too. I just won't be used. It's kind of cold in there, to be honest. But in all seriousness, I'm going to buy them a tree for the indoors.
Yes, let's do that.
So we can, or maybe even just the garage area, so we can at least be in the garage area.
Somewhere, right?
Greatly appreciate not only Aspirus hosting this event, all the community members buying a light of love, but I do want to send a shout out to our team. I know we joke about it, everything. It is not easy to do a broadcast like that, everybody. We do
a lot of prep work.
This just shows how much we love being a part of this event, love what Aspirus does with this, and love that the community comes together for this one.
Absolutely.
Man, you get a good turnout
every year.
For this
doesn't matter the weather,
No, it doesn't. And the kiddos going to be out there singing with the choir, and got interviews coming up. It's going to be a wonderful event that you get to be a part of.
That's right.
And don't forget, you can purchase a light of love, or picture a light of love if you like.
That too.
In your mind.
Just $3 each. Be a part of this. This is a really fun event. Again, coming up Wednesday. Now, programming wise, that does mean that we will have no Playmakers on Wednesday.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And keeping in mind as well, we won't have one on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure to join us tonight. We got to get all of our sports takes out tonight, everybody.
One day, five to six
for Playmakers. We're looking forward to doing that. As a little quick preview for everybody, I have one of my biggest, boldest hot takes ever. I'm going to kick off the show with.
He told me what it was, and I have to agree. That's pretty bold. Bold take.
I've gone to the dark side. I have gone to the dark side.
He's just gone both feet and just jumped right in.
My team has pushed me there, and I'll be talking about that later. But we're looking forward to talking about Lights of Love throughout the week, building this one up and getting you ready for the event. If you can't attend the event in person, we'll have it right here for you.
Yes, that's right.
Be sure to join us. When is the broadcast going, Seth?
It starts at 4:30, and it goes till right around 6 o'clock.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to it, everybody. I wanted to mention this one real quick. An Ontario band took their instruments deep into a mine to break a Guinness World Record for the deepest concert underground.
Oh, wow.
Now, another famous Canadian band, Nickelback, was going to do this, but they were afraid they were going to be left down there. They did not do this.
Stop casting shade on Nickelback. They're a great band, and I love them.
It's low-hanging fruit.
It really is.
The Miners and Sons played a set 8,086 feet and 11.31 inches below sea level inside the Kitty Mine in Timmins to break the record.
Wow.
The mine has spent 68 years taking rock out of that place, and then they spent one day bringing it back.
Nice. Cute. The
previous record was 6,213 feet. It was played by a band called Shaft Bottom Boys at Valley's Creighton Mine in Sudbury, Calgary, Ontario.
Hmm. Now, the question is, did they name themselves that so they could do that, after they did it?
That's my guess. I think they did. They were, it's a one-off band, you know.
Hmm. There's some great pictures of these.
Yeah.
I mean, it does feel like you're kind of tempting fate a little bit here, playing very, very
loud music.
Music under the Earth's core.
Yeah,
but,
you know,
I mean, that's what rock and roll is, baby.
It's a little dangerous, right? Should be.
I mean, there's plenty of people, you know, anybody could trash a hotel room or anything like that. But, I mean, being able to rock and
rock in a mine.
That's something right there. Is there a band that you could picture doing this? Like a famous band? You're not going to get
Rammstein.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, Melissa. Yes. Especially with all the fire and everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. That'd be a show. Be the last.
Wow.
You've got more versatility with your voice than I think people realize.
I'm so impressed that she knows who that is. Yes. That's like, it's not a.
I'm not.
No. You want to pick a fight on a Monday, Seth?
I didn't mean it that way. That's not exactly a band that everybody knows.
And I don't think a lot of people would imagine if they didn't know you better. That was something that you.
That's true.
That was kind of one of your things. Mm. And a hungry bear wandered into a Tennessee candy store.
Well, that's where you would go, I mean, right?
Yeah,
totally makes sense.
Usually these bears are walking into places that, you know, hey, boo-boo. They're going into the wrong place. Now it's just going right to it.
Looking for a picnic basket. Mm-hmm.
A sweet-toothed bear was caught on camera wandering into a Tennessee candy store in search of free samples. He did not find any.
Just like terrified people.
Yes, yes. Photos and videos
what,
of
these
this.
Aren't free?
They're free for me?
Yeah, no, everything's free for me, man.
When you're a bear, it's a pretty good deal right there. A video posted to TikTok shows the Bruin enjoying some snacks without paying while onlookers took photos and employees attempted to coax it out of the shop. No injuries were reported. Everybody was okay.
Thank God, but wow.
But they got a story, too, now.
They sure do. Oh,
for sure.
We our candy's so good, they come in from the wild.
Nicely done. The Gatlinburg Police Department was summoned to the scene to help get the wild animal out of the store. We talk about our police officers, and we thank them and appreciate them all out there. Safe travels to all of our officers out there about things that you sign up for. You know, okay, I know I'm going to be doing this as an officer. I'm going to be doing this as an officer. I can't imagine this is a, what is this a yeah we got a 104 here. We got a, I mean what is that the number for?
Yeah, they're like bear 104. Broken. They're probably looking at each other. What is a 104?
Let me look this. A bear broke into a candy shop.
Bear. Really?
A bear is looking for handouts at a candy shop. What do we do with this? Pray. I don't know what you do in that situation.
Was it a honey bear? Oh, no.
Nice.
No, that was bad. No, that was terrible. No.
We're going to break on that one.
I'm censoring myself on that one.
So we will censor Seth's mic when we and we'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's a morning show here at WFHR. It is time, everybody, for the Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's time to treat yourself tomorrow at El Cafe. Yes, our good friends at El Cafe will be back open tomorrow at 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Make plans to head on over there and treat yourself.
Delicious food.
Hope they had a great weekend, rested up and everything. Looking forward to hitting things strong tomorrow.
Yep.
Looking forward to it.
Yep.
And we want to encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody, and now more than ever. So I didn't want to do this on a Monday especially, but you all have homework.
Uh-oh.
All you listeners out there got homework. We want your birthdays and anniversaries. Get them to us, everybody. You can email us, info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, email any of our staff, james.maleff@civicmedia.us, or Melissa.
Mm-hmm. Melissa.k@civicmedia.us.
Or Seth@civicmedia.us.
Hit us up.
He's special.
I'm special.
Hit us up on our Facebook pages as well. You can direct message us from there also. And you can call up.
That's right. 715-424-2600. Call up. Join us. Wish your happy birthday or anniversary live on air. Right now.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Join us.
We'll wait. No.
Just kidding. We'll wait, yes.
While we're waiting for El Cafe to open.
Yes.
Yeah. We appreciate our... we're here tomorrow. It's early.
Yeah, yes.
We appreciate you all getting us those birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. Love celebrating.
But I have to share, it's worth the wait because their pie, I got to go there Friday night, and I had a guest with me. So we ordered two pieces of pie, and we shared. So we got to enjoy the banana cream and the chocolate Heath.
Mm.
Oh,
and,
that's cool.
You know, since we were already stuffed from the delicious fish and shrimp dinner we had, there were leftovers. I got to eat those yesterday morning, and they were still really good.
Ah, pie for breakfast.
Yeah.
For breakfast. Yeah.
I mean, technically, it was a lunch snack, but
it's good enough. Either way, it doesn't matter.
Pie is good anytime.
Yes, it is.
I like to. I've got a couple things. I like to try a bacon double cheeseburger at all kinds of different restaurants to see who has the greatest one. And same thing with pumpkin pie. So I gotta get over there.
There
and
you
try
go.
Both. Yep. I gotta try both.
Yeah, I think
they
have a pumpkin apple. Right
now. Oh, that sounds good.
I'll see you.
I think that's what I don't remember.
And he's gone.
I'm out.
He's gonna wait till tomorrow.
You guys, I'm just gonna go. Well, if I stand there now, I'll be first in line. So that way I can.
The hardest thing is deciding which kind because they have so many.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me.
That's all.
Pumpkin apple? Jeez, I've never had anything like that. I'll try that.
That sounds really good.
I'll meet you over there, everybody, tomorrow at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And thanks so much to everybody getting us those birthdays and anniversaries. Just got one on the list today, so we get to put the spotlight on Mr. Steve Fisher.
Happy birthday,
Happy birthday, Steve.
Enjoy your day, Steve.
Hope yes, indeed.
Hope it's a good one for you. Brag to animals, strangers, friends, family, that you are a qualifier.
Qualifying by default, my favorite way.
Spread the word about the birthday and anniversary club, everybody. Your favorite way. It took me a second. Go ahead and get us those birthdays and anniversaries and celebrate and spread the word about this segment, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We take a look at our celebrity list. TJ Osborne of the Brothers Osborne is 40 today. Very popular, only getting more popular, that band.
Yes.
Get
yes,
a couple of their requests every once in a while over on the Sunrise Show.
Mm-hmm.
The very funny Damon Wayans Jr. is 42. He was coach on The New Girl. I think he's on a new show with his dad, even. They got a new sitcom out, I think. Papa's World or something like that, it's called. I love the Wayans. I haven't seen the show, but I'm happy anytime that they're working.
Yeah.
That's always cool. Let's see here. David Ortiz, Big Poppy, is 49.
All right.
Boston Red Sox World Series hero, now an analyst of Fox Sports. And a good one at that,
and
too.
A big old teddy bear.
Yeah, yeah. really is. Really,
yeah.
Especially in, and hey, I got not for nothing. Happy to be able to celebrate his birthday.
Yeah.
It was a year or so ago. He got a kidnapping experience where they tried to kidnap him.
That was the weirdest thing, yes. But I'm glad nothing happened with it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And side note. Man, what are you doing trying to kidnap a guy named Big Poppy?
Right.
Like, you don't get nobody gets that nickname for being soft.
No. He's like 6'5" and like 250. He's a big guy. I mean,
not to mention like a national treasure in his home country.
Exactly.
And what are you doing? Let's see here. Duncan Sheik is 55. Barely breathing hit.
Good musician.
Yep. I'm a little surprised that now that I'm thinking of that as big as that song was, that there wasn't more from him. I don't know. Rami Malco is 56. Rome on In A Million Little Things.
Okay.
Owen Wilson is 56.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Owen Wilson really changed his career around with Loki.
He did.
He'd been doing this a bit throughout his career and just never really seemed to get a chance to break away from like the rom-com comedy thing.
Right.
Ben Stiller's sidekick, kind of that stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Royal Tenenbaums is fantastic. A wonderful, wonderful performance. That whole movie is nothing but an acting tour de force. Everybody in that movie brings their A game, including him and his brother Luke, and Gene Hackman, and so many other great
cast. Yeah.
But Owen Wilson was doing this from the beginning with his brother. If you go back and you see a movie, Bottle Rocket.
Yes. I'd forgotten about that.
It's a good movie. And they wrote that, the Wilson brothers. That's one I I encourage people to check out if you're a fan of the brothers there. Otherwise, of course, Lightning McQueen from Cars.
Yep.
really put him on a different level.
Yeah, it did.
And then the Loki show gave him a whole other kind of level to go to where he's really got quite range now.
Yeah, you can find him in anything. He was in the Haunted Mansion movie. Yep, yeah, lots of different things.
And easily the most unique nose ever. I really, you're going to have hard-pressed to find a more unique nose in entertainment.
You know, it just goes to show how talented he is, because normally that's like a disqualifier.
Yeah.
for casting agents.
Seth and I could literally spend a half an hour on director's cut talking about the different actors that have had a break or what has happened to these actors with their nose and because of their breaks. I think one of the most famous examples is The Streets of San Francisco. And I always forget his name, but Michael Douglas's big break, the actor he worked with in that show,
I can't remember either,
had a drinking issue and had a very, very red, big nose. They would film scenes in that where they were using angles so that not to show his nose.
Carl Malden.
That's the name. Great actor. Great actor, Carl Malden. Very good actor. Strong actor. But really dealing with a lot at that point and everything. And so they would film certain stuff that way. It's similar to the way they film height with certain actors. Gary Sheffield is 56 today, retired baseball outfielder, Dwight Gooden's nephew, should be a Hall of Famer, and one of the best unique batting styles ever.
One of the quickest bats in baseball. Man, you could not, even with that batting stance, you could not throw him a fastball inside.
No.
He'd crush it.
Yeah. Kurt Hammett is 62, Metallica lead guitarist.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible guitar player. Very good guitar player. One of the things he likes to do on the side, doing kids' birthday parties. He just shows up, starts playing. Like, and it's usually obviously his kids or friend of his kids or something.
Funny.
He's a really funny guy. It turns out, like, he's got quite a sense of humor.
I love that.
Kevin Nealon is 71.
Wow.
Former SNL cast member Doug on Weeds, Matt LeBlanc's older brother on Man with a Plan. And I was talking to some students about this just a couple weeks ago, actually. I think maybe the most underrated SNL member, or certainly the most underrated Weekend Update host we've ever had.
My favorite.
Yeah?
Hands down.
Oh, really cool.
I was never a big Dennis Miller fan. I didn't really like his brand of humor when he was doing that. No, by far, Kevin Nealon was my favorite.
Hey, he's so good.
Deadpan.
The subliminal guy, the Mr. Subliminal guy. That sketch, we still use that as a sketch to teach kids, and not only writing a perfect sketch, because it almost was perfect every time he did it, but the timing, the way he would do that and everything was really good. Let's see here. And we have to, of course, wish a happy 96th birthday to the mouse himself. The most famous mouse in all the world, Mickey Mouse, is 96 today.
Wow, he looks 96. Good for his age. Yeah.
For those that don't know, Mickey celebrates his birthday with his wife, Minnie. They are married, aren't they?
Or
are they
I don't dating? Know if they're technically married or not.
I never saw a ring. Never saw
no,
a
that's
ring.
True. Yeah.
I'll admit.
Well, they wear gloves, guys.
When I first that's true. Are they going to wear the ring outside the gloves, I guess? I don't know. Well, you got James on that one.
It was so good. I don't know why that broke him, but okay.
It was so good. I don't know why I didn't think of it. And I haven't slept, so it doesn't take
much. Yeah, yeah. That's right. It doesn't take much, right?
But yeah, 96 years old for Steamboat Willie, Mickey Mouse.
Wow.
We, of course, wish again a happy birthday to Mr. Steve Fisher.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Happy birthday, Steve.
And we encourage you to make some plans tomorrow to head on over to El Cafe, everybody. Really, there's no bad day of the week to head on over there.
No, not at all.
We encourage you to support local, buy local, support those that support us and support this community, our good friends over at Port Edwards' own El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue.
Yep.
We'll go ahead and get to our news break, play a sports break for you, and take care of our partners. When we come back, we're talking about this celebrity on a new stamp.
Oh, yes.
And how much time during the day will we spend wishing we were somewhere else? Got those coming up for you.
Doesn't work. It never works. I wish it doesn't.
Never does.
No.
The Dorothy thing, doesn't work. No, I even tried putting on those darn ruby slippers.
Yeah, ooh, that must have hurt.
Nothing.
Yeah,
no, my feet have never healed. We will be back with more show, morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're here to pump you up.
Speaking of Kevin Nealon.
Yeah, we mentioned Kevin Nealon early. I didn't mention one of his favorite sketches. Shout out to our listeners out there. One of our listeners brought that up. Appreciate that. Thank you for that. Yeah, it was a great sketch. Mm-hmm. Classic sketch. We've got to get to a classic right here. America's Golden Girl, Betty White, is being honored next year with her own stamp.
Oh, that's so cool. I love that.
She is among the first 2025 designs that the U.S. Postal Service announced on Friday. Betty was chosen as an icon of American television who, quote, shared her wit and warm with viewers for 7 decades.
I'm telling you, that's a heck of a career, man. That is something else.
7 decades. I know we talked about this when she passed, but that still just stands out so much.
I'm telling you.
The USPS added, quote, the comedic actor who gained younger generations of fans as she entered her 90s was also revered as a compassionate advocate for animals.
She was, yes.
It's been almost 3 years since Betty passed away. Whoa.
Has it been that?
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just 18 days shy of her 100th birthday. In case you're interested, other 2025 designs include the Appalachian Trail, musician Alan Toussaint, Keith Haring love design, and a 1794 compass rose, and a snake of the Lunar New Year.
Wow. So, I got to say, that's got to be one of the most fun jobs. Figuring out what the stamps are going to be. I know people petition, you know, you're supposed to get, you know, a certain number of signatures and stuff, and then they review it and all these things in order to do these commemorative stamps. But man, is that's something we should all aspire to, right? let's get on a stamp. Doesn't matter how you get there, you know.
Well, I mean, it would be for good reasons.
They would put serial killers on there.
Yeah, they don't put bad people on stamps.
I would hope not.
It's a fair point.
They have put like the Universal Monsters on there, but they're fake, so that's all right.
I think it's cool that this is something that we do. Not a lot of other countries do something like this, but this is one of another honor we give to people.
Yeah,
And what it means to something. Mm-hmm. And that in 2024, it still means something.
It does.
I will say as a side note, of course, this is for those that don't realize, this is a great way to support our local post offices and help them keep them funded, keep them doing what they're doing,
the great work they're doing.
You would know if you didn't have a post office.
Oh,
everybody.
My gosh!
And it's important to be able to do that. I also think it's really cool. I don't know if people had noticed this or not, but we talked a lot about coming out of the pandemic, how many people went back to old hobbies. A lot of the baseball card industry rose through the roof.
Right.
So did the stamp collecting.
Which makes sense. Totally cool. Yeah, I love that.
It's still very popular. Still real popular out there. So all you stamp collectors, get ready to get you a Betty White
stamp.
Appalachian Trail or Alan Toussaint or any
of
these.
Oh, I got to do a quick side note on Alan Toussaint, one of the architects of what became known as New Orleans R&B, and him and a whole slew of artists down there. Wouldn't have rock and roll without it.
Nope. And I've always wanted to hike the Appalachian Trail.
I've heard that's very cool.
I've wanted to do that. It seems like it'd be really cool.
I know the whole trail itself is extremely long, and it's like, in order to do like the whole thing, that's like the holy grail for hikers. You know, that's one of the main things, to do the entire Appalachian Trail.
I honestly would, as much as I, both of these things I've always wanted to do, if I had to choose, I would rather do that than like climbing like a famous mountain or something.
Yeah.
There's just something, the history of that is just too unique to me and too amazing to be walking a path that, you know, so many. It seems really cool.
It's really cool.
I'm going to go do it now.
Just take right off.
Well, you know, why not? I mean, I want to be somewhere else. You know, maybe I do. Maybe I want to be somewhere else.
Nice.
This number.
That was a decent segue, man.
I'm so bad at this, though. Can't I just go to the next topic? Do I have to make everything connect?
You must do the segue. You have to. Radio show.
A poll found that the average person spends 40 minutes a day wishing they were somewhere else or thinking about
only 40 minutes? Jeez. Slackers.
Or they're thinking about their next vacation. The average is 4 hours and 42 minutes. So to your only
point. There you go. There you go. That makes more sense.
As the weather gets colder, we think about it even more. The average in winter is 46 minutes a day.
Okay. That makes sense.
And they don't get into this or anything, but some of this is necessary. I think.
Oh, you know, I agree. Yeah.
I think one of the more important things in life that we don't put a lot of stock into is having things to look forward to how much that really does matter and add to your mental health and everything. Mm-hmm. I did not realize this until I actually started to do things. all I had to look forward to and really planning for was this job and jobs in general and everything. And I didn't think much of that. And I'm not complaining. I enjoy my life and my job. But I didn't realize until, you know, I started hanging out and doing more with my kids and hearing from them and them, you know, making fun of me and yelling at me. Their pets have more of a life than I do. Like, it's, you know, okay, you got to get out there, you got to do more. And then once you start doing that and you start planning for things, all of a sudden you start realizing, well, that grind of the work week or some of these things, oh, that event that you have planned in spring can really, really help you through those times.
Yeah. 100%.
What are the places we're wishing we were? The top 10 places we wish we were. We will start at number 10, somewhere that involves really good food.
That's nice, vague, and good. I like that idea. Yeah,
because that could be, you know, just right next door.
It could be next door. It could be just about anywhere in the world. Yeah. Every place has got their culinary delights, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At a festival or a concert or a sporting event.
Okay. That totally makes sense.
Definitely wouldn't have wanted to be at Soldier Field last night. A concert would be great. I don't know. Getting a chance to get to a show and everything. Once you get it back in your system, you just want to go and see more and more. And there's so many cool events going on.
If you could afford it.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah. At a cultural or historical location.
So those are always fun.
The Appalachian Trail.
Exactly. That's a great example.
But there is a lot of and as a quick note here, especially as it gets colder out and you're looking for more things to do, when's the last time you visited our Southwood County museum?
Yeah, the Southwood historical County Historical Museum. Yes.
Or Historic Point Boss.
Yes.
Another great one.
They're moving the Saratoga Hall there. It's going to be the building itself has been moved. It's there. They're waiting for some more pieces to be delivered before they can reconstruct it on the foundation.
I love it when they do that. Yeah.
Chuck was really interested about that. It was hooking him and Mike up together to talk about that. I'm looking forward to hearing how it goes, too. Yeah.
Yes.
That is one of the cooler things to be a part of, by the way, from the construction world, is when you move a house. Mm-hmm. I've only gotten to do it once. But whoa, was that cool to be a part of.
Sounds very interesting.
Just getting it on there and everything.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Shout out to all of our construction workers out there. At a theme park. Oh, you want to go celebrate Mickey's birthday?
There you go.
I imagine Disney World today has got to be pretty popping.
Oh, I'm sure they're getting celebrated, getting ready for Christmas too. So they have all their Christmassy stuff going on down there. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now is it? I've never heard this before, but I would think, especially the Midwest, seems to be the main people that make Disney World so popular. Disneyland, Disney World. I always do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. Either or.
Both of them. The old Disney gamut.
The whole Disney thing.
It's the Midwest that make those so popular and everything. Mm-hmm. I would imagine is a big part of the people that go there. You would think that this time of year would be even more popular than ever going there.
It is, actually.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Well, and they start the Christmas stuff in November. So they give people plenty of time to, you know, if they want to do the whole Christmas thing, they don't have to do it right at Christmas.
They can all through December
and all that kind of stuff. And it can get pretty darn busy this time of year.
You know, this time of year, especially, we see a lot of those throwback photos of, like, you know, siblings that are now in their 20s or 30s doing a picture from, you know, when they were teens and kids. Mm-hmm. It never gets old. I encourage everybody to do that. It's awesome. I love that.
That's really cool.
Is it weird as a parent if I didn't get to do these things with my kids and now in their mid-20s, I want to take them to Disney World? I want to do those things.
No, not at all.
I want to do that.
Ask them if that's weird.
I will. on the ride. I'll ask him on the ride.
By the way.
We're going on a road trip, kids.
Yeah. You know what?
I'll tell you when we're on our way, where we're going.
Disney is a little different, I think, especially the theme parks. You can get away with a lot more in terms of that. Hmm. It doesn't matter how old they are. Just go for it.
I'm going to make them wear the ears.
You should. You absolutely should.
They probably would love it.
Yeah.
On an adventure is the next one on this list.
Just an adventure. Jump in the car and start driving,
or
I guess.
Around the block.
There you go.
You just never know what you'll find.
That's true.
That can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So, number 5, camping. Oh, yeah. Camping sounds fun. I don't know. Camping is fun, James.
We keep telling you that, man.
Gotta do it. Gotta get out.
Man, I took my kids tent camping for the first time this over the summer, and they loved it. It was so great. So I'm telling you.
No, that's cool to hear. Number 4 on the list, on an island.
Ooh.
Now, you guys have both been to Hawaii, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I know how silly I'm going to sound saying this and everything, and I own that completely. But I've always wondered if it feels different being on an island than it does just being, you know, anywhere near water or whatever. Hmm. Just the idea, well, the feeling that you are. I know that you're not standing there in the middle of Hawaii. You could see the, you know,
right,
the
you ends, can see, right, yeah, yeah,
the water all around you or anything. But the what it does to your mind, what it does to thinking that and everything. I don't know.
Well, I think Hawaii is different because it's a tropical, you know, location. Oh, sure, so sure. You're going to feel different being there. But, like, go up in on the Apostle Islands up in, you know, on Lake Superior.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know that you necessarily feel different, but it's really cool that you can walk the entire perimeter.
Right.
You know, like, you can walk all the way around it. Mm-hmm. From start to finish, on especially one of those smaller ones. But, you know, we have islands in the middle of the Wisconsin River. Mm-hmm. You know, there's islands everywhere. Yeah. So you don't have to necessarily travel to a tropical location to experience an island.
That's true. And I think it has a lot to do with how big the island is. You know, if you can just, like, go 2 feet and see the other side, then it really feels different.
Yeah. Yes.
But if it's a bigger landmass, then not so much.
From the island to the mountains we go next. Ah. In the mountains. Yes, any chance you have to be in the mountains. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
I've been through the Rockies once when I was younger, and I still remember bits, and I was like 8, 9, or 10 years old. And I still remember parts of that. It was very impressive. When you see the mountains, man, you never forget them, especially the Rockies.
No. Oh. Yeah, there's something about it.
They're very impressive. Yep. And then driving in them, up and down them, is also an experience.
That's a trip, man.
It's an experience.
Yeah, it really sure is.
And it's a little terrifying.
It can be.
You definitely want a vehicle.
Especially in a bigger vehicle.
Yeah. You definitely want a vehicle that can handle that.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't
burn out your brakes. Do not burn out your brakes. Just don't do it.
Number two on the list is on a road trip. On a road trip is where we'd like to be.
Pretty much everybody's done that.
Yeah.
Love road trips.
Yeah. Road trips are fun.
And number one on the list, the beach.
Of course. Got to go to the beach, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing.
Relaxing, sitting in the sun.
It's hard not to be relaxed or not to enjoy yourself.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. We'll take time out. We'll come back. And we've got the percentage of us Americans that have made a new friend this year. I got to get into that coming up. Oof. And plenty more on The Morning Show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Mm-hmm. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour. We will kick off the 9 o'clock like we do on Mondays with the kitchens open.
Yeah.
Beth will be joining us for that. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it. We'll have some entertainment news for you as well in the 9 o'clock. And plenty more where that came from. Getting into some fun things. I got a moment of awe I want to touch on.
Moment of awe. Nice.
And I want to add to the list from last week.
Oh, yeah.
Our continuing list as we encourage you to call us up and let us know moments of awe. Moments that just hit you, no matter how many times you see them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are cool.
We'll get into the Toy Hall of Fame new additions as well in the 9 o'clock hour. Plenty more where that came from. And remember all the drama over who would score the top 8 friend spots on your MySpace list? Something like that. Or you know, the debate you had as little kids of who your real best friend was. Was it Joni or was it Millie? Well, it's almost 20 years later, and if anyone was still wondering these things or not, this might add to it. In a new survey, 39% of Americans say that they haven't made a new friend in over a year.
Oh.
And a similar percentage haven't gone to a party in at least 6 months. And the numbers are probably even more extreme than that, because this was only a survey of people who say they enjoy traveling with friends.
Oh, interesting.
37% of people say that they feel they have been, quote, in a rut socially, and 26% say that their social lives feel repetitive.
Hmm.
Not everyone in the survey could even name a, quote, best friend, but among the people who do have at least one, and the most common number of best friends is just 2. Mm. A far cry from the 8+ that you might have had on your MySpace list.
They inflated the numbers on that, I think, a little bit back in the day.
So this is one where I feel like as a society, we don't talk about this. Mm. We don't talk about, you know, adults making new friends. Mm-hmm. That seems, we almost feel like, well, that's too kid-like. Now, it's nothing to think of that with kids. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm worried about so-and-so. He doesn't have any new friends. This is the story of my life. This is wherever we moved a lot growing up.
It makes it hard to keep friends. Yeah.
Well over 10 different addresses before I was 10. And it was already tough for me to make friends, let alone with those situations and everything. And I can remember my parents talking about this and worrying about this with me and everything. And we see how I turned out. So, I mean, this is something. No, but it's something interesting to me as we get older and life takes over. And responsibilities show up.
Yep.
And we have less and less time for the friends that we have. And understandably that, you know, you can drift apart a little bit.
It happens.
And then how do you make new friends? Because people deserve friends. I'm not saying you need friends, but I think that they make life a little richer.
They do.
They certainly
make life better, for sure.
That if you want them, I think people deserve them. But how you make friends? And this is why I have invented, they've got speed dating for relationships. But I'm creating a new company called that's about speed dating for friends.
Oh, okay. Speed friending.
Yes. For guys, it's all related to sports teams. It's just, you just show up and within 5 seconds, you know whether or not you could be friends. It's very simple. It's very simple. Boom, boom, boom. In and out. All you got to do is wear your sports team. Just wear a hat or a jersey.
You can look at each other. Nope.
Nope. This is not going to work. You know, keep it moving.
There you go.
And with women, well, I have no idea. I have no idea. So I'm just going to leave that up. I'm just going to hire some women to go ahead and run that part.
There you go.
But, no, I'm joking, but is it that extreme of an idea? If you saw this like advertised, speed dating for friends, would it shock you that much? Because we really don't know what to do with this in society. Mm. We expect, hey, this is just one of those things you guys handle. You're adults. Make new friends. You want to make friends? Go make them. Well, how do you do that? There's no necessarily rhyme or reason to this. It just happens. It's an organic thing that tends to happen in life.
Right.
But I do think it's kind of interesting when you think about it.
Yeah.
If you're sitting there wondering, well, you know, I'm in at this age right now. I don't want to be in my senior years and have no friends, or I don't want this or that. There's a lot of people out there that are not necessarily, you know, I'm probably not going to be in a relationship, or I'm probably not going to be with somebody, but I don't want to be alone all my life,
right?
Or something along those lines. For those people out there, there's a lot of people, especially rural, and I've talked to a lot of locals about this. Say you are a Wisconsinite, but you're not a bar person. What do you do there? I mean,
that's a big social area in Wisconsin. Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
And you might think that some of you out there listening might think that's pretty rare. It is not. It is not.
No.
There's a lot of that out there. It's one of those things that I don't have now. My speed dating friend idea, it's going to take some time to build on that. I got to work on that.
Yeah, keep
that
working on that a little bit. Yeah, that's okay.
But I don't know that necessarily we have a way of doing this.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think the easiest way is to try to, you know, join something that you have, like a hobby that you enjoy, that you like doing. Join a book club.
Yep.
Go to a crafting group. Do a community theater show. You'll make tons of friends. You know, like anything like that. Join a choir.
Yep.
A lot of people make friends through their church, if that's their thing.
Yep.
You know, so there are ways to do it as adults.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily as easy. And I think most of us are just kind of like, yeah, well, this is life.
Well,
just keep going.
Yeah, that's right.
And I don't think that you should have to take that.
Yeah.
If you want to.
If you want to, that's right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm learning more and more. I like to be alone at times.
Right.
But if you don't want to and you're sitting there like that, then it becomes more.
It does just take effort and time. Yeah. Though to do
it does.
And
it
to
does.
Nurture those friendships. Yep.
Mm-hmm. But what you were saying before, Melissa, about, you know, finding those like organized things, the hobbies or whatever, that helps in a lot of ways because it's a ready-made, you know, way of getting in. You don't have to be, you know, that awkward bar, you know, kind of thing where you're like talking to people and saying, you know, like, hi, my name is... That's kind of weird. But if you're already like, for me, and I'll use myself as an example, you know, because of being married to a pastor and we have to, you know, different calls, you move to different towns. You know, it's just part of the life. So what do you do when you're in a new place? How do you meet people? Well, we found theater. That's mm-hmm. for Beth and I, that's our big thing, because it's, you know, we love the theater, first of all, but then we find a lot of like-minded people there that, mm-hmm. that really enjoy doing this.
Enjoy the same things as you.
Exactly.
So you already have things that are aligned that give you things to do together.
Is it, mm-hmm. And you spend a lot of time together when you're rehearsing a show. And yeah. you get to know people, and it's a very like organic way of doing it, like Melissa was saying before too, and James too. It was very organic that you just find out, hey, you like this? Cool, you know, in this conversation in between, you know, rehearsal, that kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. that's just one example, but there's so many other ways of doing it too.
It's a really good example and a really yep. great way, another way of encouraging people to be a part of local community theaters and mm-hmm. stuff. I usually start up like groups and get people to join them, but I don't know necessarily much about the subject matter. Just want to you know, meet new different people.
There you go. That's a good way of doing it.
Outside of my bubble and stuff. So I'll start up a whole group of Civil War reenactment groups, and I don't know anything about that, but you know, I get a chance to get to know some new people.
I love the idea like that. Who started this group? Like
they get pretty upset though. Yeah. They get pretty upset.
What do you mean?
Then I got to start a whole new group and everything.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem like the smartest way to do
this. This is how to burn bridges.
Yeah, it really is.
Not make friends and influence people, James.
I encourage
how everybody to alienate and infuriate people.
I encourage everybody out there to try to make a new friend. Try to go out there and try to make a new
friend.
And
there's like we said, there's lots of ways to do it.
You never know.
You never know what'll happen.
And they may help you with weird situations like this one. Connor and Brianna are a couple up in British Columbia, Canada. They were taking down some drywall in their home recently and made an odd discovery. At one point, the insulation stopped and there was a random stuffed animal. They pulled more drywall and then more, and the stuffed animal insulation, quote, insulation, kept continuing. Oh, in the end, they pulled 110 plush animals out of the walls and put them on the table. I'm going to show, there's a video on TikTok that went viral of this. One commenter was crying because she saw a duck that was very similar to one she had when she was a kid.
Aww.
And Connor and Brianne sent it to her.
Oh, that's sweet. Very nice. What a Canadian thing to do.
Yes, very, very. Other people started commenting about stuffed animals they wanted, and so Connor and Brianne started giving them away. And it just made a bunch of fun.
That's really cool, yeah.
They sent these to the UK, Las Vegas, Indiana, South Carolina, all over the place. The couple doesn't know who had the home before, so it's unclear what the purpose of the stuffed animals was. Mm-hmm. It's possible that someone just had a bunch of stuffed animals they didn't need anymore. And it's also possible that they were used as insulation to, quote, recycle them.
That makes sense. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, recycling with very original way of recycling stuffed animals, mm-hmm. I have to say, but hey, I like it.
So everything about this story, all the comments I'm seeing, all the videos I'm seeing of mm-hmm. it and everything are all very light.
Yeah.
They're very people just having fun with this, making finding it hilarious mm-hmm. or interesting, the mystery of it and everything, mm-hmm. and trying to dissect that. I brought this up to Melissa and Seth, and all three of us had the same first reactions of, this is a little freaky. Like, if I'm alone and I'm doing this, as I'm pulling every stuffed animal I pull out, I'm hearing, like, theme music in my head. And I'm looking over my shoulder, and I'm keeping an eye on the stuffed animals. Are they going to come to life?
Man,
are they gonna,
you know? It's the new iteration of Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's the new horror game out there.
I really don't know if or what this says about the three of us, but
it's all those weird plastic eyes.
It's not
our
fault.
They're looking at me.
Well, being able to see the pictures of it though, like, it's not gross.
No, it's
like,
not.
When you think about insulation and walls, I personally have, when growing up in a construction zone where my dad was constantly renovating our house, dealt with a lot of fiberglass insulation, which is icky.
It's not good.
It's itchy. Yeah.
It's
gross.
Nasty stuff.
It buries into your skin and you're itchy for days.
Yes.
So thinking about it in that context of stuffed animals being used as insulation, I immediately went, ew.
Yeah.
But when you see the pictures of it and you can, there's nothing wrong with these stuffed animals.
They're just normal looking stuffed animals.
They literally just reused them to insulate
the walls.
Makes perfect sense. No, it's great.
What if it was cheaper? It was like a way to save money. Right. Without having to buy insulation.
Well, we have 115 stuffed animals. That'll fill this wall.
Give it a try.
Let's do that.
Yeah, let's try it.
Let's give it a shot. We'll be back with more show coming up here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 13.